Be uplifted, be inspired. This is Step Forward and Volunteer.
Welcome to the latest episode of the popular Step Forward and Volunteer podcast, brought to you by Lions Clubs British Isles. My name is Samantha Boffin, and I'd like to thank you for tuning in. If you haven't listened before, our aim is simple. We want to celebrate the positive difference volunteering makes to communities across the British Isles and beyond. To do that, we'll be speaking to those who give up their time to help others, inspiring more people to step forward and volunteer. In this episode, Brian Langton from Earl Shilton and Barwell Lions joins us to talk all about community radio stations, followed by some hints and tips that you may find useful in preparing to be interviewed on your local station. For those of you who aren't familiar with the term FM and DAB, let me explain. FM stands for frequency modulation, a method of broadcasting high-quality sound by radio. DAB stands for digital audio broadcast. DAB radio uses digital technology to transmit sound. But first, I have a favour to ask. We would like your help in getting the word out about Step Forward and Volunteer. Tell your family, tell your friends, and if you're a Lions member, why not let other members of your club know about the podcast and how easy it is to listen? All you need to do is to either go onto the website www.lionsclubs.co, where you'll see a link to the podcast, or you can search for Step Forward and Volunteer on apps like Spotify, Podbean, Apple Podcasts, and Google Podcasts. You can listen on demand or subscribe so that you never miss an episode. We publish a new program on the second Wednesday of each month, and we're really keen to spread the positivity and get as many people listening as we can. So today we're talking to Brian Langton, a member of Earl Shilton and Barwell Lions. Brian is a volunteer broadcaster for something I love, an online community radio station. Hello, Brian.
Hello, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you. Can you tell us, Brian, exactly what is a community radio station?
Well, there's two types of community radio stations. There's a one that you might call the official radio stations, and they're the ones that are licensed by Ofcom, and they have an allocated frequency, either on the FM or the old AM radios that they used to have, and some are now moving towards DAB broadcasting. And there's the other part of it, which are basically just principally online.
Right. Which one are you, out of interest?
I used to be on FM, but now I work with a radio station or volunteer with a radio station that's purely online.
Very interesting. There must be a sort of range or a transmission range of a community radio station, or is there? And does that differ depending on the station?
Well, if you have a look on the Ofcom website, which is really good, they say that basically a community radio station is given a frequency to transmit on, often with a low power transmitter, which gives them access to around 5 kilometres, just enough to be a citywide radio station.
And that's from the middle. That's from where the radio station is. It has a sort of circular ring around it, if you like, of 5 kilometres.
That's absolutely right, yes. And the idea being that, A, that you won't really interfere with other radio stations or try to steal listeners from another source, but it also allows other community stations to have a kind of slice of that radio spectrum too. So you can have a number of community radio stations in a city, for instance.
Yes, of course. Yes. Yeah, you don't want to have more than one potentially. So how did you become involved in your local community radio? What's your role there?
I've always had an interest in music from a very early day. My dad was in the forces, and I would sit on a Saturday afternoon and listen to all Glenn Miller recordings with him. And since then, that style of music has stuck with me. But in my early 20s, I did some work in nightclubs and various mobile discos and things like that. So I got a flavour for music and broadcasting in a kind of way. About 15 years ago, I was offered the chance to do some voluntary work for a radio station in Leicestershire, which I absolutely loved. And I then went on to one or two other stations locally. I then broadcast to a station down in Bristol, which was a dance music radio station. That was during the early years of lockdown. And then I kind of moved on, and now I broadcast jazz from a station just outside of Leicestershire.
Right, so you're a DJ at heart, are you?
Loosely speaking, yes, but I grew up listening to the likes of Terry Wogan and Kenny Everett, which I think I probably got my strange sense of humour from.
So they were very much personality-led, radio shows. So yeah, so the music was part of it, but their personality, is that how you work yourself?
Absolutely. I love to broadcast live. I love to have audience feedback as well. So not just broadcasting music, we also have a simultaneous chat room so I can chat to the people actually listening to the music. And it's just good. It's nice to have that kind of...
Oh, how exciting. So they come and be part of your radio show?
Yes, most definitely. Yeah, I love it. I love the interaction. I love to talk about music. And you get to meet some fabulous people as well. So
yeah. Yeah, absolutely. So what does a community radio station have to offer a community group like a Lions Club?
Well, it's interesting. I'm going to quote you from the Ofcom website. They say the community radio station caters for whole communities of different interest and particular ethnic group. It could be an age group or an interest group. For example, you can listen to stations which cater for urban or experimental music or aimed at people in religious communities or armed forces, etc. You will find that a licensed, shall we say, an official radio station by Ofcom is often a community-led, and it's by a non-profit organisation. That's the definition of a community station. It has to be non-profit. And as part of that, you'll generally find that they are a charity or have a specific interest at heart. So you might have, for instance, where I live in Leicestershire, there's a fabulous radio station called Takeover Radio. And the incredible thing is all of the presenters and all of the broadcasters are children.
Oh, how amazing. So it's, wow, how exciting.
It's a wonderful experience to listen to. But yeah, it shows that community radio stations, the licensed one at least, tend to be towards the charity's area of interest.
Right, so it sounds perfect, actually, for Lions.
Most definitely, yes. Yeah. It is something that you need to bear in mind as a Lions Club. If you're thinking of working with a radio station, you really need to know what their focus area is or part of the community that they particularly want to service. Yes. And that is key to understanding that.
Yes, well, absolutely. So would you advocate working with a radio station? So, I don't know, so getting involved with the advertising or the sponsorship, or would you advocate creating one?
Both is the answer to that one. I think the first one is interesting because having talked about the segmentation of a community radio station into a various target audience, but to give you an example on the children's channel, if you are a Lions Club and you're creating a well-being event for the over 60s, then that channel may not be appropriate for you to work with because your target audience probably just isn't there.
Yes.
However, Lions have a number of different kind of silos of activities that they're really focused on. And one of them is supporting children and the families who have cancer. If you're looking at offering some sort of paid-for services or counselling services for children, for instance, and their families, then a radio station that has children serving it is an ideal complement to your activities.
Yes, I see. So you would take part of what your offering is as that Lions Club and utilise that part of it, if you like, within that radio station's remit.
Absolutely right, yes, because right, if you're paid for advertising, for instance, then you need to get as big a hit for your money as you can. But the interesting thing is that community radio stations are run by volunteers, and they generally tend to find that their remit is to provide a service based around a particular market audience. But by the nature of volunteers, they do have problems collecting, shall we say, information that is anything other than music, because it's very difficult to do. So if you're looking for features for your radio station or you want to go out and talk to the public, it's quite difficult for a community radio station because it's very resource intensive and it can cost an awful lot of money.
Right.
So you will often find that if you are offering content to a radio station in a community wise, they will be very interested to hear from you because it gives them the opportunity to do something other than music and to put out what they're supposed to be doing, arguably, which is spoken content about the causes that they're very passionate about.
So, Brian, I'm intrigued. Is a community radio station something that a Lions Club could set up themselves?
The answer is yes. There's a number of ways to do it, but probably the most effective way currently is over the past year or so, Ofcom have been allocating what they call DAB access, which is very high quality radio access for community stations. And there are a number of cities where they have digital audio broadcasting. And what you will find that there will be a number of communities or a number of charities get together and they create this digital radio network. So they will fund it. They will then effectively sublet it to charities. You have to go through the Ofcom process. You have to show them that you are of a community focus. But it's quite inexpensive. Where I live, for instance, you could create a radio station on a DAB network for maybe £150 a month or something like that.
Wow.
Now, it sounds a lot of money, but in the Leicester area, there are maybe five or six Lions clubs. You could all get together and create a Lions radio for maybe £20 or £30 a month. It's a very cost-effective way to do it.
It is. And of course, the more clubs that were involved, the more people you've got to create the content and keep it all on air, because that's, of course, the intensive thing, isn't it?
Absolutely right. And once you have that infrastructure in place and you share the manpower, which we're very good at doing in Lions, it gives you access to a very large number of people in a very cost-effective way. And also you get to get your message out there. You can advertise your own community events, and you can also work with others and create content as well. So it's a very interesting way to do it. And I'm yet to find out whether any Lions clubs have considered that. I think it's probably quite advanced because DAB has only fairly recently been introduced. But it is something that maybe the Lions clubs could get together and probably look at, even if to go through the figures and find out whether it's achievable.
What an interesting idea. Gosh, fascinating.
It is, and it's an incredible medium for telling stories and getting the message across in ways that television can't. You only have to listen to Radio 4 that plays in the afternoon, and you are there. But by listening to it, you're immersed.
Yes, absolutely.
And you become involved, and it's a great medium to actually get people involved in the Lions movement.
So, Brian, what are the benefits of a community radio station, and what should we be looking for? Are there any downsides, for instance? Are there any things that we should be looking out for that might not work?
I would suggest if you are considering moving into the community radio station arena, either by advertising, working with them, or providing content, the first thing you do is to go on their website and have a look at the kind of organisation that they are. Very often you will find something called a media pack, which you can download, and it will give you a history about the radio station. It will tell you what their market segmentation is, and also if they have advertising, what their rates are, and also how to contact their editor if you want to provide some content. Once you have that from the numerous community radio stations around you, you can start to work and identify which stations you can actually work with. And then from there, do you want to create content or do you want to advertise with them? But at least you will then have a better understanding of which station will serve you best.
Yes, absolutely. And where would you find, is there a list of community radio stations? Where would you go to find that?
There is a list on the Ofcom website. There are around 350 community radio stations throughout the UK.
Wow.
These are the ones that are licensed. So these have an FM radio or a DAB radio frequency. On top of that, you might find ones which are online only. It may be 500-600. Technology at the moment is so inexpensive, and the ability to create a radio station online can be done by anybody. It may even be on a podcast basis, but you can still have your own badged radio outlet, which will attract listeners ultimately.
Wow. It's absolutely fascinating. Audio is such a great way to communicate with people.
Yeah, absolutely. And from a Lions Club's perspective, I know from my marketing part of our club, is that if you want to get information out, it does cost you either by leaflets or you can put some information online and in the hope that it reaches there. But it is labour intensive and or costly. But if you can associate yourself with a radio station, either by advertising or providing content for them, you will reach a much wider audience, much more effectively and very quickly. And so the benefits of working with a community radio station far outweigh those that you can do on your own.
Wow, that's amazing. So on that note, thank you so much, Brian. Thank you so much for talking to us on the podcast about the community radio station.
You're very welcome.
Coming up, we have some hints and tips from Brian Langton on preparing for a radio interview. But it's time now for a short break. We'll be back after this.
Never miss an episode of Step Forward and Volunteer. Listen via lionsclubs.co or subscribe to the podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or Google Podcasts.
If you're thinking of working with your local community-based radio station, then here's some hints and tips that you might find useful. You could, for instance, advertise your events, talk about your organization's work, ask for volunteers, or get coverage of an event you're putting on. If you're going to their studio to be interviewed, get there in good time. Don't feel rushed or flustered, which will put you off when you're actually being interviewed. If you're being interviewed at home over the phone, find a quiet room. Let the family know you'll be busy. Most of all, be prepared. Note down the main points, two or three, as you won't be able to fit in everything that you want to say. And don't have too many notes or you may become confused. Talk about things that you know best and try to stay on topic. Also, don't forget, turn off your mobile phone before you start. Try to relax. Everyone gets nervous, but it usually gets easier once the interview gets started. And if you're likely to be speaking for a long time, here's a tip. Have some water with you and drink it quietly. Don't forget, breathe. Very important when you're on the radio, and it stops you from yawning. If it's a happy story, it's great to be positive and enthusiastic. If you're addressing a problem, it's also fine to sound serious. Talk naturally and simply. Try to imagine you're talking to someone you know. Try not to fidget or tap a pen, as it's likely to be interviewed live. Mention your website and social media pages. If you can't remember what they are, just use a one-liner. Google the name of our club. And lastly, the more you're interviewed, the better you'll become. So why not practice? You can talk into your mobile phone to get that voice right. There's no need to use received pronunciation. Just be exactly who you are, get used to it, and it will be enjoyable. You will love it.
Never miss an episode of Step Forward and Volunteer. Listen via www.lionsclubs.co or subscribe via Spotify, Podbean, Apple Podcasts, or Google Podcasts. That is all we have time for on this month's podcast. Don't forget, you can also listen to past editions of the Step Forward and Volunteer podcast anytime via www.lionsclubs.co or on Spotify, Podbean, Apple Podcasts, or Google Podcasts. Thanks once again to our special guest, Brian Langton. The link to the community radio stations that Brian mentioned is in the show notes, or you can go to Google and search Ofcom Community Radio Stations, or go to ofcom.org.uk and search there for the Community Radio Station list. And of course, a big thank you to you, our listeners, as well. Take care and goodbye.
Thank you for listening to Step Forward and Volunteer. If you want to get involved in local community volunteering, visit www.lionsclubs.co to learn more.